2. You're going to hear two lecturers talking about the influence of black culture in Britain. A. Listen to Steve Redhead and say if these statements are true, T, or false, F.
Black youth culture, certainly in Britain, has a kind of similar history to white youth subcultures. You could say that all the way through from the 1950s, white youth culture was borrowing from black, particularly in places like Jamaica, places like America. And in the case of British black youth culture, you actually had a whole series of subcultures. You had Rastas, or you had some homeboys, etc. And you can sketch in that history in terms of decades, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. But I think by the end of the 80s, what you got was black youth culture infused into all sorts of aspects of youth culture. A lot of white youth culture now, rave culture's a good example, is a borrowing from black music. House music from black gay clubs in Chicago and New York, that's where house music comes from. Black subcultures are still in existence, whereas white subcultures are a lot more fragmented. What you have now is really subcultures in the black community around music, around musical styles, hip-hop, reggae, and so on. As for modern trends...
B. Listen to Angela McRobbie talking about how ragamuffins look. Take the items she mentions.
West Indian or Afro-Caribbean black youth culture remains on the cutting edge of style and music in Britain. Ragga, for example, is a style which continues to kind of break style rules and remains very visible on the street. Everything in rags is kind of exaggerated.
C. Listen to the recordings again and choose the two identities that Rastafarian and reggae help assert.
Black youth culture, certainly in Britain, has a kind of similar history to white youth subcultures. You could say that all the way through from the 1950s, white youth culture was borrowing from black, particularly in places like Jamaica, places like America. And in the case of British black youth culture, you actually had a whole series of subcultures. You had Rastas, or you had some homeboys, etc. And you can sketch in that history in terms of decades, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. But I think by the end of the 80s, what you got was black youth culture infused into all sorts of aspects of youth culture. A lot of white youth culture now, rave culture's a good example, is a borrowing from black music. House music from black gay clubs in Chicago and New York, that's where house music comes from. Black subcultures are still in existence, whereas white subcultures are a lot more fragmented. What you have now is really subcultures in the black community around music, around musical styles, hip-hop, reggae, and so on. As for modern trends...
West Indian or Afro-Caribbean black youth culture remains on the cutting edge of style and music in Britain. Ragga, for example, is a style which continues to kind of break style rules and remains very visible on the street. Everything in rags is kind of exaggerated. It combines very, very baggy trousers, sometimes falling right down well below the waist. Very, very subtle and interesting use of colours. A lot of label stuff. Very, very exclusive label jackets, very exclusive trainers, very, very sharp haircuts, and still an interest in sports clothes. And that, combined with a fairly kind of slack presentation, both slack and provocative presentation of self. The idea of being on the outside, which Rasta and reggae represented, has given way to asserting defiantly that you are black and British, emphasising the importance of actually taking on a British identity as well as a black one. Black people continue to be...
Unit 9. Listening Part 1. Exercise 3. 1. You hear an expert giving advice about meeting people for the first time.
When you meet people for the first time, there's a general belief that it's the words you use that count most. So people tend to spend lots of time preparing how they're going to start a conversation. You know, their opening gambit, so to speak. However, research shows that before we've even opened our mouths, people have already made up their minds about us, just from our appearance alone. Then, after that, it's things like our intonation and the tone of our voice. Our choice of words actually counts for very little. So time spent in front of the mirror is probably time well spent. When you meet people for the first time, there's a general belief that it's the words you use that count most. So people tend to spend lots of time preparing how they're going to start a conversation. You know, their opening gambit, so to speak. However, research shows that before we've even opened our mouths, people have already made up their minds about us, just from our appearance alone. Then, after that, it's things like our intonation and the tone of our voice. Our choice of words actually counts for very little. So time spent in front of the mirror is probably time well spent.
2. You hear a man and a woman talking about a successful relationship.
So, Rob, congratulations. Still happily together after 25 years. What's the secret?
No secret, really. A bit of give and take and consideration for each other. I mean, even if we don't get on with all of each other's friends, at least we put up with them and don't show it. We don't take each other for granted, and we have lots of things in common. I'd say that's vital. Things we enjoy doing together. Not that we're too alike in terms of character. I mean, I'm rather outgoing and dominating, and I tend to go to extremes, while Liz is the more sensitive, cautious type. But that probably helps, because I think we complement each other quite well.
So, Rob, congratulations. Still happily together after 25 years. What's the secret?
No secret, really. A bit of give and take and consideration for each other. I mean, even if we don't get on with all of each other's friends, at least we put up with them and don't show it. We don't take each other for granted, and we have lots of things in common. I'd say that's vital. Things we enjoy doing together. Not that we're too alike in terms of character. I mean, I'm rather outgoing and dominating, and I tend to go to extremes, while Liz is the more sensitive, cautious type. But that probably helps, because I think we complement each other quite well.
Unit 9. Listening Part 1. Exercise 4.
3. You hear a psychologist in the UK talking about intelligence.
Psychology is quite a young science, which means psychologists haven't had time to measure how or whether our minds are evolving or whether, in fact, we're getting cleverer. It's hard to prove that our intelligence is actually increasing, even if young people nowadays tend to get higher marks in intelligence tests than they did 50 or 60 years ago. There are a variety of factors which could have an impact on this. Better diets, our minds are stimulated more, or just getting more practice in tests of this type. At the same time, many people think that while exam results have been improving across the country, that's because the exams themselves aren't as demanding as they used to be. Psychology is quite a young science, which means psychologists haven't had time to measure how or whether our minds are evolving or whether, in fact, we're getting cleverer. It's hard to prove that our intelligence is actually increasing, even if young people nowadays tend to get higher marks in intelligence tests than they did 50 or 60 years ago. There are a variety of factors which could have an impact on this. Better diets, our minds are stimulated more, or just getting more practice in tests of this type. At the same time, many people think that while exam results have been improving across the country, that's because the exams themselves aren't as demanding as they used to be.
4. You overhear a boy calling a friend on his mobile phone.
Hi, Aid.
Oh, hi there, Jess.
Aid, I was... Sorry, I'm just so tired.
Oh, me too. Who wouldn't be after all those mid-year tests we've been doing?
Yeah, I've been up studying most nights. So sorry if I hadn't been all that friendly.
No problem. Anyway, you weren't irritable with me, so I don't mind. Look, can we meet up some day next week instead of tomorrow? Because my mum's just told me I've got a dentist appointment.
Poor you. Have you got a toothache or something?
No, just my annual checkup.
Oh, that's all right then. Let's catch up at school, shall we?
OK, see you then. Bye.
Hi, Aid.
Oh, hi there, Jess.
Aid, I was... Sorry, I'm just so tired.
Oh, me too. Who wouldn't be after all those mid-year tests we've been doing?
Yeah, I've been up studying most nights. So sorry if I hadn't been all that friendly.
No problem. Anyway, you weren't irritable with me, so I don't mind. Look, can we meet up some day next week instead of tomorrow? Because my mum's just told me I've got a dentist appointment.
Poor you. Have you got a toothache or something?
No, just my annual checkup.
Oh, that's all right then. Let's catch up at school, shall we?
OK, see you then. Bye.
5. You overhear a man talking about things which frighten people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll do anything to avoid them.
Including going up several flights of stairs?
Oh, yes. I mean, I just won't go in them. So I sometimes arrive at places a bit breathless.
I bet.
I think I must have got the problem when I got trapped in one as a kid. I can't have been there for more than 10 minutes. But I was trembling when I came out. It's totally irrational, because we all know that they're completely safe. I suppose it's like planes. I mean, they terrify lots of people, though statistically they're very safe.
Well, see you upstairs then.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll do anything to avoid them.
Including going up several flights of stairs?
Oh, yes. I mean, I just won't go in them. So I sometimes arrive at places a bit breathless.
I bet.
I think I must have got the problem when I got trapped in one as a kid. I can't have been there for more than 10 minutes, but I was trembling when I came out. It's totally irrational, because we all know that they're completely safe. I suppose it's like planes. I mean, they terrify lots of people, though statistically they're very safe.
Well, see you upstairs then.
6. You hear a girl talking to a boy about a dream.
Have you ever had a recurring dream? You know, one of those dreams which repeats itself from time to time.
Yeah, I have actually. I'm in one of those high places, a mountaintop or the top of a building, and suddenly, for no reason, I'm falling. It's terrifying because I fall for some time, but then suddenly I wake up.
Wow, that's weird. Do you think it means anything?
Well, the interpretation I've read is that it's some sort of fear of failure. You know, there are all sorts of interpretations for other dreams. For example, that you could find something subconsciously threatening and your dream might be sort of pointing that out to you.
Have you ever had a recurring dream? You know, one of those dreams which repeats itself from time to time.
Yeah, I have actually. I'm in one of those high places, a mountaintop or the top of a building, and suddenly, for no reason, I'm falling. It's terrifying because I fall for some time, but then suddenly I wake up.
Wow, that's weird. Do you think it means anything?
Well, the interpretation I've read is that it's some sort of fear of failure. You know, there are all sorts of interpretations for other dreams. For example, that you could find something subconsciously threatening and your dream might be sort of pointing that out to you.
7. You overhear two students talking about a classmate.
Kathy's been behaving a bit strangely lately, hasn't she? I mean, she's been very quiet and not talking much.
Yes, she looks pretty stressed out, and I guess it's been giving her bad nights.
What's the problem, do you know? Is it to do with her exams or something?
Well, she had a maths exam last week, so she must have studied hard for it. But she's always been pretty hard-working, so she can't have got stressed by that. Anyway, she finds maths easy.
Lucky her. Hey, do you think she might have had a row with her boyfriend? He can be a bit difficult sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah, it must be something like that. Now you come to mention it, I haven't seen him around recently. Perhaps we'd better ask her about him.
And try and cheer her up. Kathy's been behaving a bit strangely lately, hasn't she? I mean, she's been very quiet and not talking much.
Yes, she looks pretty stressed out, and I guess it's been giving her bad nights.
What's the problem, do you know? Is it to do with her exams or something?
Well, she had a maths exam last week, so she must have studied hard for it. But she's always been pretty hard-working, so she can't have got stressed by that. Anyway, she finds maths easy.
Lucky her. Hey, do you think she might have had a row with her boyfriend? He can be a bit difficult sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah, it must be something like that. Now you come to mention it, I haven't seen him around recently. Perhaps we'd better ask her about him.
And try and cheer her up.
8. You hear a boy and a girl talking about the boy's free time activities.
I read this thing on the internet that says your free time activities say lots about you. If you like sport, you probably like being with other people. On the other hand, I'm someone who prefers doing things on his own, like playing computer games, and that probably shows the opposite, you know, that I'd rather be by myself.
And you don't feel so comfortable with other people, you mean?
Could be. Then again, people who enjoy travelling are often people who like taking risks, doing new things, if you see what I mean.
Well, you're obviously a stay-at-home type.
I sure am. I read this thing on the internet that says your free time activities say lots about you. If you like sport, you probably like being with other people. On the other hand, I'm someone who prefers doing things on his own, like playing computer games, and that probably shows the opposite, you know, that I'd rather be by myself.
And you don't feel so comfortable with other people, you mean?
Could be. Then again, people who enjoy travelling are often people who like taking risks, doing new things, if you see what I mean.
Well, you're obviously a stay-at-home type.
I sure am.